So, we did this game a little bit earlier with the bricks. And let's be honest, it wasn't really very fair, was it? Because we had Astrid running up and down the corridor like she does most days at work, sprinting to get the bricks, building as fast as she could. And then we had Minnie. But Minnie wasn't by himself, was he? I don't know whether you noticed, particularly if you were sitting right over there, but Minnie had a couple of other people who were helping him out. They were running and they were getting bricks and they were building the tower as well. So of course, I mean, Minnie, you did brilliant, but of course you won because you had two other people helping you out. I want you to imagine for a moment that what they were building wasn't a tower of toy bricks. I want you to imagine for a moment that what they were building was their own faith. And that might seem a strange idea at first, because you can't build faith with bricks, can you? Obviously you can't. But our faith, the extent to which we believe in God and trust Him and put that trust into action, the extent to which we live for Him, there are things that we can do that make that stronger. So, I don't know, what sorts of things can we do? Maybe spending some time with God and praying would make that stronger. Maybe spending time worshipping, coming to church, might make that stronger. Maybe reading the Bible might make that stronger. There's all sorts of things that we can do that kind of build into our own faith. But do you know there's something amazing about the way that faith works? There's something really unusual about the way that faith works, which is it's not just you who builds your faith up. Other people can help you to build your faith up too. Just like the people who are helping in the game. I want to read you a verse. It's out of a book called 1 Thessalonians in the New Testament. It's really short. It says this: encourage one another and build each other up. So if this tower is Ellen's faith, there are things that I can do that will build her faith. And if it's my faith, there are things that you can do that will build my faith bigger and stronger. And if you're a Christian, I can guarantee that there are a number of people who have been building your faith, who have been building into your faith right the way through your life. There's a lovely verse in a letter that somebody called Paul, who is an older Christian leader, wrote to somebody called Timothy, who is a younger Christian leader. He said this: I'm reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I'm persuaded now lives in you as well. And it's a lovely picture, isn't it? Granny Lois was this brilliant woman of faith who loved Jesus and followed him with all of her heart. And she didn't just build her own faith, she was building into the faith of her daughter, Eunice, at the same time. And Eunice became a brilliant woman of faith who loved Jesus and followed him with all of her heart. But she wasn't just building her own faith, she was building into her son Timothy's faith at the same time. And Timothy became a brilliant man of faith who loved Jesus with all his heart. And he started building into other people's faith as he got to know them and as he helped them to grow in their faith. So I wonder, who are the people that have played a part over the years? Some of us have been following Jesus for years and years and years. Who are the people who have played a part in building your faith over those years? It may be the same as it was for Timothy. It may be your mum and grandma. Or it may be your dad or granddad or other members of your family. It may be a youth leader or a small group leader. It may be a really good friend who has not just gone to church with you, but shared their faith with you. They're really different things. They may not even have realised how important their role was. Who are the people? Have a think for a minute or two. We're going to have just a minute's quiet. Think about who are the people that have built into your faith over the years. And then in a moment, we're going to spend some time saying thank you to God for those people. I want to go back to that verse I was talking about a few minutes ago. I don't know if you remember what it said. It said, encourage one another and build each other up. Fantastic. Thank you. Build one another up. And we've thought about other people who have encouraged us. We've thought about other people who have built us up. But what that verse is actually saying is that we should be people who build other people up in their faith. Like Eunice in the other verse I read a few minutes ago, she had Lois building her faith and she was building Timothy's faith. So it was kind of something that was being passed on from one person to another, each person building up other people in their faith. And this is an everyone thing. The Bible doesn't say if you're a small group leader. It doesn't say if you've been a Christian for at least 10 years. It doesn't say if you've read the whole of the Bible and you understand every word of it, then it's time to start building other people up in their faith. It says, encourage one another, all of us, and build each other up. It's something that everyone gets to do. It's me and it's you. It's every single one of us. There's a lovely example of this in the Old Testament, in a book called Deuteronomy. There was another old leader, this time his name was Moses, and another young leader, this time his name was Joshua. And Moses, in the bit that I'm about to read, Moses is kind of handing over to Joshua. He knows that the time is coming very soon when Moses isn't going to be leading anymore, and Joshua is going to be leading. And he's handing over, and this is what he says to him. And Moses encourages him and builds him up, just like that verse tells us. Moses said this, or the Bible says this. It said, then Moses summoned Joshua and said to him, in the presence of all Israel, be strong and courageous, for you must go with this people into the land that the Lord swore to their ancestors to give them, and you must divide it amongst them as their inheritance. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. So all Moses was really doing was reminding Joshua of things that he already knew. Hey Joshua, remember what God has said. Remember the things that God has promised you. The Lord is going with you. The Lord will never leave you. Hey, Joshua, don't be afraid. Hey, Joshua, don't give up. Hey, Joshua, don't be discouraged. Hey, Joshua, God's there with you, even if it doesn't feel like it today. Don't be discouraged. Be strong and courageous, Joshua, because God has promised to be with you. And you know what? That is not a difficult thing to do for somebody else, is it? To remind them of some of the things that God said. To encourage them not to give up. To tell them and encourage them to be strong. To say, I'm praying for you. To talk to them about what God's doing in their life. They're not difficult things to do. Which is good because it's something that God tells every single one of us to do. You know, I've heard people say funny things like, you don't need to go to church to be a Christian. But actually, to be an obedient Christian, you have to be getting together with other Christians. Otherwise, how can you obey commands like this? How can you encourage other Christians if you're not meeting with them? How can you build each other up if you never see each other? So I wonder, I wonder who God is asking you to build up this week. I don't mean 6 months from now or when you join another group or do another thing. Who is he asking you to build up this week? If you're a parent with kids at home, you've got the first part of that answer straight away. And you might want to be asking God, how can I build the faith of my children? How can I share my faith with my children? Because that's something we need God's help with, isn't it? But it's not just parents, obviously. Your small group, your wider family, your friends. Who are the other Christians that God is encouraging you right now to be an encouragement to? Who are the people around you that God is saying you could build something into their faith and make it stronger and deeper and higher? Here's a slightly tougher question for the grown-ups who are going to go away and think about it. What is the effect of you on the faith of the people around you? What is the effect of you on the faith of the people around you? Is it a positive one? Is it an encouraging one? Is it an upbuilding one? Do people go away with their faith just a little bit stronger when they've spent time with you? You might want to be asking God, how can I build into the lives? How can I build into the faith of the other people around me in a positive way? Who is God asking you to build into at the moment? We're going to spend a few minutes reflecting on that and responding to God.